Hello again, Booners. Don't know what it's going to sound like today. Don't really care, to be honest. It's a once monthly thing lately. I don't know why it's become like this. Well, I've got a few ideas, which I won't divulge. And, well, the music stopped. Isn't that lovely? But maybe it's not again. Yeah, no doubt it's going to be... This question is going to be, is there a pro news after occasionally? Because... obviously, letting two goals in against Villa wasn't ideal, but when you score four away, can't moan, can you? They say. So, what's on the menu today? What do you think this is? Restaurant? Not really, is it? So, you'll get what you get. How about that? Is that good enough for everybody out there? As I said, I've got a bit of a devil-may-care attitude today, so you'll have to bear with that. A bit like the soundtrack. You have to bear with that, too. So, plenty to talk about. Like beating Villa away from home, that was maybe had the circumstances been a bit different, maybe the excitement level wouldn't be quite as crazy and manic as it is right now. Why is it crazy and manic? Because obviously, going back in time, Arsenal lost to Man City, and that was a devastating blow. But still, Arsenal in the driving seat. Let's not forget that. And it's every chance that Arsenal will go on to win the league. Some people are doubting that's possible. And I've got to be honest too sometimes, because when you look at the team, it's quite inexperienced. The business in the transfer market was pretty good based on the last few appearances, at least. Trossard got off the mark. What was it? Feels like ages ago now, but three games ago he got off the mark scoring, wasn't it, against Brentford. It was a good goal. And Jorginho, it was quite interesting, the comments from Chelsea fans. There was a Chelsea fan saying, why didn't he ever shoot like that when he played for us? Well, he's playing for a proper team now. Maybe that's why. I don't know. But it was a good shot, wasn't it, for the third goal, the third goal against Villa. Hit the crossbar, obviously bounced off Martinez's head and went in. So that was 3-2. You know, just to recap, of course, Arsenal didn't get off to the best of starts going down and got losing a goal very, very early on. It did seem to come down Zinchenko's side, even though Zinchenko had a pretty solid game, more than solid. He was a bit of a maestro down the left, as he always is. But... it can be vulnerable defensively, I have to say. So, I was obviously, like most Arsenal fans, pretty happy with that result. It was very dramatic. For the neutral, it was great. Arsenal fans probably don't care about the neutral. They don't care whether that everybody enjoys these games. Arsenal fans will simply enjoy it if the league is theirs come the end of the season. And there's been a bit of controversy about... the fourth goal, I really don't understand why. People have said that Martinelli was celebrating before the ball hit the back of the net. Well, just to recap, obviously Martinez, the Villa goalkeeper, ex-Arsenal, of course, a World Cup winner, went up for the corner come the end of the game. And it was a breakaway goal. Martinelli, pretty quick off the mark, has to be said. He'd come on as a sub for Trossard. At the time I questioned that decision, I really didn't think Trossard deserved to come on. It was Trossard's first start for Arsenal. He was pretty dangerous. And I was very pleased with his Trossard's performance. Martinelli's not been in form, so it must have done him the world of good to race away and score that goal. But there's been all this controversy about him raising his hands in the air before he put the ball in the net. I don't quite see what the problem is. Can't he do what he likes if he's about to score? Maybe it was premature, but maybe it wasn't, because when it turns out, he actually scored and it was an open goal in the end. But he had to run quite a big distance in order to put that in the net. And would I have done it personally? Probably not, because I would have been too focused on putting the ball in the net to worry about celebrating beforehand, celebrate after. And then nowadays, obviously, celebrations are not the same as they once were, because you never know when to celebrate, because sometimes you've got to wait for VAR. In this case, obviously, that wasn't the case. And I've said Case twice in the sentence there. That must be some new record. Interestingly, or not very interestingly, Gabby Agbonlahor's criticised Martinelli for that celebration. He was on TalkSport saying these premature celebrations were disrespectful. As I said, it's not a view that I agree with. Of course, early in the game, didn't look like it was going to be an Arsenal win at all. I couldn't see where the win was going to come from. Ollie Watkins giving Villa the lead early on. It was an excellent strike. Watkins is an Arsenal fan. Lots of people know that. Then it was Saka, great goal from Saka. He is not getting enough protection, in my opinion, from referees. He's running defences ragged, but they're also making his socks ragged. If you see the state of his socks, I know it seems nowadays that players are making a hole in the back of their socks. I'm not quite sure why. It helps them breathe better. I didn't know you do your breathing from your ankles, but there you go. It was unfathomable, really, how there weren't even more yellow and red cards, actually. There weren't any red, but some of the fouls going on. To tell the truth, Saka did get revenge. That was a little bit worrying. I was afraid he might end up getting sent off, but he's been extremely professional, Saka. But I do worry about the lack of protection he's receiving from referees. So, yeah, that was that. And then, then Villa took the lead again. Coutinho scoring. It's been a while since he scored a goal, I think. And then Zinchenko, of all people, another one who's barely ever gets on the score sheet. In fact, first time for Arsenal. What a strike. Drilled it home. Bottom corner. And I think he really deserved it. I think Zinchenko may go on to score more goals after that one because he's been getting nearer and nearer to scoring a goal. And this should neatly bring me on to FPL, the Fantasy Premier League. So just in case there's actually anybody listening to this, and sometimes there is. In fact, there always is. But numbers haven't been great. I've been doing pretty well. I shouldn't brag because it would probably go all pear-shaped now. But I'll just reveal my team. My team this week got 72 points. I thought it was pretty high. Well, it's about 1.5 the average. I brought in Tarkowski or whatever you call him, the Everton player. He got a decent number of points. I captained Rashford. That's 30 points in the bag. I think that was the key to it, really. Shaw from Man U, I've got. Odegaard, I've got 8 points. I made a bit of a mistake leaving Zinchenko on the bench. And the reason for that was purely I just thought he goes close to scoring. He's just not going to score, is he? That was the thinking behind that crazy decision. I brought in Grealish a couple of weeks ago, and that's worked out quite well. He's not one of my favourite players, but he's playing as well as he can for City. Lots of people prefer Mahrez, but he didn't even get a start the other day. So yeah, that helped me in my league. How many in my league is 11? I'm second now. That's my highest position all season. So I'm on a bit of a roll. And the second chance league, I'm 30. I was going to say 33rd, but I'm 33,000th, 708, if you want to know the details. And that result meant I got through in the Arsenal Cup as well. So you can't moan, can you, when things are going right like that. But lots of people buying Mitoma. I'm very quick because I can't stay online on the air, very long today. But players I would not buy right now includes Mitoma. Don't buy anybody from Brighton or Brentford because they've got a blank game week coming up. And do not buy anyone from Man U or Newcastle, same reason. However, do consider buying from Wolves. They've got a double game week. Certainly consider buying Liverpool players. That's what I've been doing. It's a good time to bring Salah back, I would say. And Everton, the players are pretty cheap and they're not bad. And they've got Villa at home. They could win that, but Villa are not. They're no pushovers, as Arsenal found out. So in the end, of course, it's going to be up to you. But Everton have got Arsenal away as well. So that's an interesting one. I'm giving you team tips as opposed to player tips. But as I said, apart from Salah, who else would I bring in? Well, who else did I bring in? Brought in another Liverpool player, Joe Gomez. Not quite sure. I think it's not particularly high risk. He's only 4.3 million. Salah's a bit overpriced at 12.6. I'm not thinking of captaining Haaland. He's not in a rich vein of form right now. So if I were you, I'd steer clear of him. I did want to change my goalkeeper. I wanted to bring in the Liverpool keeper, even though he's been a bit rickety when I have brought him in the past. But I feel like Liverpool are going to go on a bit of a run now. Man U still on a bit of a run. But I got rid of Martinez from the Red Devils because basically wasn't cutting it. So, yeah, that's always going to be from me this time. If you want more, you better let me know because right now you're lucky to get anything, to be honest. Right, so on that note, on that high note, but there's no music. Yes, here it is again. Right, so on that high note of the victory against Villa, I will leave you there. Looking ahead, sort of covered FPL and Arsenal coming up. Double game week, Leicester away, Everton at home, followed by Bournemouth at home, Fulham away, Crystal Palace at home, Leeds at home before it gets difficult, and that's the 8th of April, Liverpool away. Of course, all the games are difficult, but let's hope Arsenal can win them all. Until the next time, adios, amigos.